The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Monday is St. Patrick's Day, with the big parade in New York City celebrating the accomplishments of Irish Americans.
You know, 253 recipients of the Medal of Honor list their birthplace as Ireland.
But that's not what sells the St. Patrick's Day merchandise.
In the case of Walmart, they had a shirt I found particularly offensive, which was, "I may not be Irish, but I can drink like one."
More after this from David Harris of AJC. As head of the anti-defamation efforts of the Ancient Order of Hibernians in New York, Neil Cosgrove wants to be clear. He has a sense of humor. He's Irish, after all. But give it a rest.
And when you see shirts that say, "Irish girl wasted, rub my shamrocks for good luck."
Is it one of those things where if you're Irish, it's okay to joke, but if you're not, it's offensive?
Well, I think they've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, yeah, the Irish are far from anything in general of being humorless people, you know, where... You know, I think we do sometimes are a little bit self-deprecating, and we enjoy a good time. But these items are now they're crossing the line. You know, we're not talking about a shirt that says, you know, "Happy St. Patrick's Day" and cheers and a beer mug.
And then there was this event last weekend in Massachusetts.
Having a party! Have fun!
This thing up at University of Mass Amherst called the Blarney Blowout. I mean, there was basically almost a full-scale riot on their hands. And this has as much to do with St. Patrick's Day as a President's Day sale at a car manufacturer has to do with Abe Lincoln.
The unwritten rule is that if an ethnic group is mainstream enough, you can say what you want. And no group has become more mainstream in America than the Irish. Except maybe my people, the Italians. But you know how it is with jokes, right? It's funny the first time, it's kind of funny the second time, but by the gazillionth time, it's just rude. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.